Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Joy in Living Women's Gathering, Sunday, April the 5th, 2020. I welcome all of you. My heart is dancing in joy to be with you this afternoon. For we are a gathering of women. We're taking a moment in the week to take a pause, to gather with wonderful women from across the United States and Canada. Our purpose is to first just gather, creating a safe space to step into a pause and quiet your mind and your soul, and to know that you are not alone. And because my deep concern is how we as women are navigating through this tumultuous time, I'd like to share some practices that I know can help you build and strengthen your immune system, your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and relational immune system, as well as how to manage your intelligent energy system. So collectively, I know that we can navigate through this tumultuous, uncharted territory with clarity, with calm, and yes, even with joy. You may understandably be experiencing a wide range of emotions throughout the day during this time, whether it is fear, loneliness, frustration, anger, worry, sadness, or fatigue. Together we can come to these emotions with practices of managed care rather than overwhelm. Now I know that many of you do know me, but there are others in our gathering who do not know me and are curious about who I am. I'm Anna Corbett, and professionally, I am currently an integrative health and wellness coach and mentor. I'm passionate about supporting women in their soul's journey, and I've dedicated over 50 years to the study, the living, and the teaching of the best practices of integrative health and wellness, mindfulness, backed by neuroscience research, which has led me to now working with and teaching the wisdom of your heart through my study with the HeartMath Institute. HeartMath Institute is a global educational and research center out of Boulder Creek, California. What I've come to know is that it is through the qualities of the heart, those qualities of love, compassion, appreciation, peace, kindness that we are all seeing, and those are the qualities that we will navigate not only through this tumultuous time, but we will emerge on the other side and we will birth into a whole new humanity led by those heart qualities. We will build a heart-based resilience that will carry us forward. Now, how did this gathering come about, you may ask? Well, there has been a circle of women from across the United States, and we've been gathering on a regular basis for over the past 4 years. And I want to acknowledge them because they're like the founding members, the founding women from this original Women of Wisdom circle. There were 10 of us together, and now we've radiated that out into expanding it to welcoming you to the Joy in Living Women's Gathering. So who are we today, the Joy in Living Women? Who are we today? We are a diverse gathering of women from across North America. We range from age 22 to 92. Some of us are single, others married, some divorced and others widowed. Some are in partnership and some are parents and others are grandparents. Some are on the front lines of this battle of COVID-19, while others are doing all they can to support and encourage. Some are in hot spots, while others have loved ones living in those hot spots. What unites us is our commitment to come together in support as women, recognizing and honoring the individual journeys and spirits of each of us. And so I ask you, have any of you come to this call, this gathering, a little bit frazzled, maybe in a little chaos or overwhelmed, just struggling to be present because you had a lot of stuff going on before you even entered into our gathering? I'd like to begin with a quick practice that will allow you to be here with all of us now. It's a heart math technique that's been scientifically proven to tap into the wisdom of your heart and effectively manage your energy system. Let's take a moment right now to learn and practice what is called heart math on-the-go technique for activating this brain, your beautiful heart brain. It's called heart-focused breathing. And HeartMath's research has shown it to be a powerful tool in quickly reducing feelings of anger or anxiety, overwhelm, dread, or pain. Now, we all know the benefits of using the breath in calming and in relaxation, for the breath is the fastest path to calm. But in this technique, you are alert and calm at the same time. And because this is an on-the-go technique, we're going to do it with our eyes open. The goal is not so much relaxation, but an alert calm. It's a beautiful method for quieting the mind chatter of chaos and confusion. And we'll do it for just under a minute. And so I invite you to sit tall. Bring your shoulders up to your ears, and then bring them back, opening your heart center. And then I invite you to put a smile on your face. Just by doing this, sends a signal to your brain that you're safe. You wouldn't be sitting like this with a smile on your face if you were in a state of threat, if a tiger was chasing you. So now, as you're sitting tall with that smile on your face, I invite you to focus your attention in the area of your heart. Perhaps you might want to place your hand on your heart. Just the placing of your hand and attention on your heart activates calming centers in your brain. And now, imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. Perhaps inhale for 5 seconds and exhale for 5 seconds. Or whatever rhythm is comfortable for you. Just breathing in to your heart and breathing out from your heart. Breathing in to your heart and exhaling from your heart. But take a moment and access what you just experienced. Are you feeling a little calmer? Perhaps experiencing that alert calm? I have found this, and many of my clients and friends are experiencing this truly as an on-the-go technique to move out of chaos and overwhelm into that alert calm. Whether it's what you're driving on the freeway, headed into a meeting or in that meeting, working on a project, trying to work from home while you're homeschooling, or even watching the news. Practicing it throughout the day can make a significant difference for you. So I invite you to think about how you might practice that throughout the day. Alert calmness. And as we are now in that state of calmness, I'm often asked, what is joy in living? What is that? Well, joy in living is the knowingness that all is well. All is well, even in the midst of contrast, of chaos, and change. It is a continual state of flow derived from your overall well-being, not dependent on outside circumstances. Joy is the embodiment of deep, heart-led peace, love, compassion, and gratitude and appreciation. In harmony with the source of life, whether you call the source of life God or Yahweh or Spirit, it is mindfully living the best practices that allow you to embrace all of life in an awakened, conscious manner. And so you might ask, what is the origin of our joy in living? With our commitment to navigate through this uncharted territory with joy, with compassion, peace, and calmness. Well, I'd like to tell you a story about an amazing woman who is the inspiration for our joy in living. So I invite you to sit back, relax, and experience a story. You will never walk again. What? What are you saying? She couldn't believe what she was hearing. Her doctors once again affirmed, you will never walk again. No, no. Maybe if she screamed it loud enough, it would make it not so. No. You will never walk again. She wouldn't believe it. Yet these were the words she and her husband heard while she lay in the hospital bed, unable to move her lower leg. How could this be? How could this be? Esther Corbett was a brilliant, vivacious woman. She had been a lifelong learner, active in family and community life. She had even been part of the movement to get women in the United States the right to vote. Yet, in her 30s, as she was raising three young daughters, she was stricken with severe, painful, crippling rheumatoid arthritis. As she found her body attacking itself with this autoimmune disease, she and her husband began searching for cures. Desperate for relief, at one point, she was hospitalized and was receiving injections of an experimental drug at that time, in the late 1920s. In error, she was injected with a triple dose and suddenly found her lower legs folding at her knees. After weeks of futile attempts to get her legs to straighten in the hospital, she received the prognosis, you will never walk again. Now, this is what was significant. Esther Corbett did not accept that belief. She would not even consider it. She knew she would walk again. Her chosen belief, I will walk again. We often hear the expression, seeing is believing. I'll believe it when I see it. The truth is that it's actually the other way around. Believing is seeing. I'll see it when I believe it. Esther Corbett had a belief that she allowed into her entire system. I will walk again. And thus she began her journey through what we now consider complementary medical practices. With a powerful faith in God, prayer and meditation, and as a lifelong reader and learner, as well as a student of Emerson and Thoreau with transcendental thought, she already knew the power and the influence of her chosen thoughts. She would listen to Norman Vincent Peale, who later authored The Power of Positive Thinking, on his radio program, The Art of Living. In addition, she included massage or touch therapy, chiropractic treatment, steam therapy, sound or music therapy, and of course, healthy nutrition. Recognizing the possibility that unresolved and unhealed resentments, anger, and trauma could be contributing to her autoimmune disease, she began repairing and creating healthy, loving relationships with herself, her family members, and friends. She knew that one of the traumas deeply embedded within her was the anger and the fear she had experienced as she and her husband, with two of their young daughters peering from behind, looked out into the dark of night, seeing members of the Ku Klux Klan burning a cross on their front lawn in their small town in Indiana because they were Catholic. She began recognizing and feeling the emotions that had been so deeply buried. Her forgiveness work began as she freed herself of the memory of this trauma and many others. The traumatic loss of her precious son Jimmy to influenza, the Spanish flu, when he was only 6 months old. And the ongoing trauma of dealing with her husband, who was wrestling with his own challenges around alcohol. Esther Corbett also recognized the importance of honoring her creativity as she wrote poetry, as well as continually reading the great classics. She knew the importance of choosing to feed her mind, her body, and her spirit only that which would nourish and heal her. After 8 long years of focused thought, prayer, and inspired action, Esther Corbett did walk again, living a loving, peaceful, and vibrant life for another 40 years. In addition, she published a book of her poetry in 1939. Not long after she began walking again. The title of her book of poetry, Joy in Living. Here was a woman dealing with a crippling, painful autoimmune disease, unable to walk, parenting 3 daughters, yet navigating all of this challenge and suffering with an openness to possibility. Taking the pain and the suffering and morphing it into a deep sense of healing peace, of calm, and of joy. She's a tremendous inspiration to us as all women indeed. I'm often asked, how did all my fascination and intrigue with the mind-body-spirit connection and integrative health and wellness begin? And what is the origin of my joy in living work and the inspiration for my upcoming book, Your Soul's Journey, A Woman's Guide for Mindful Healing, Health, and Miracles? Esther Corbett was my grandmother. I love sharing her story and the influence she had on my life and the lives of so many women. As a young girl, I was absolutely fascinated by my mama, Esther Corbett. My soul was always so peaceful and happy in her home, surrounded by books, classical music, and interesting conversation. One of my fondest memories was watching her as she sat before her old typewriter at her dining room table with her gnarled, crippled fingers, composing her poetry, her face lit with passion and joy. The ultimate gift from her, I felt seen, recognized, and heard. I was absorbing so much from her, not knowing at the time how what I learned from her as a child would have such a powerful influence as I navigated through my own tremendously challenging chapters, my own dark nights of the soul as a woman. It has been a privilege to be the granddaughter of Esther Corbett. She is my muse. I bow to you, my dear grandmother, and I thank you for being an inspiration, not only to me, but to all of us gathered today as women. Now that you know the inspiration of us coming together, I'd like to share a few practices that can allow us to keep our immune and energy systems healthy, not just during this time of COVID-19, but really for the rest of your lives. Let's navigate into coherence. Researchers at the HeartMath Institute have discovered that there's always a conversation going on between your heart and your brain. Let's explore that conversation. What is occurring when you're feeling negative feelings such as anger, overwhelm, frustration, judgment, and fear? What is occurring is that you are sending chaotic, jagged signals from your heart to your brain. That conversation is chaotic and jagged. And with these chaotic signals, stress chemistry, high levels of adrenaline and cortisol are triggered, which can be good for a short period of time when you need to respond to a real threat. But you don't want to be living your life day in and day out with these high levels of cortisol and adrenaline always present. When you are living like that, your immune system becomes compromised and weakened, and you experience less life-affirming energy. So simply by shifting the signal between your heart and your brain to an even rhythm called a coherent rhythm, all of that chemistry changes. You are no longer sending out the cortisol and the adrenaline. Instead, you're able to trigger the immune response, the anti-aging, life-affirming hormones of DHEA, as well as serotonin and dopamine, creating a much stronger immune system and a state of being that allows for greater learning, retention, discernment, intuitive clarity, creativity, and connectivity. So how do you shift from that jagged, incoherent communication signal to the even, regular communication coherent signal? It's all about the emotion you choose to create and experience in your heart. You choose the emotion and your body experiences the chemistry. In other words, the quality of your emotions determines the instructions your heart is sending to your brain. So let's take a moment to practice HeartMath's quick coherence technique. It's the next important step in replenishing your energy and resilience by consciously and intentionally self-activating a renewing feeling such as appreciation, love, care, compassion, courage, ease, all those feelings that we associate with your heart. When you engage regenerative feelings in the moment, you replace depleting emotions that can renew your system. So let's give it a try. Heart coherence technique. Again, with your eyes open, because these are on-the-go techniques that you can use throughout the day. Step one, let's begin with heart-focused breathing. Focus your attention in the area of your heart. Imagine that your breath is flowing in and out of your heart, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. Perhaps inhale for 5 seconds and exhale for 5 seconds. Breathing into your heart and out from your heart. Now make a sincere attempt to experience and sustain a renewing feeling, such as appreciation or love or care for someone or something in your life. If it's hard for you to feel anything positive at the moment, simply attempt to recall an enjoyable occasion with someone or a special place where you felt good inside. Now try to experience that feeling now. Now, as you are experiencing that regenerative emotion, breathe that into your heart and breathe it out from your heart. Experiencing that regenerative, renewing emotion in your heart. That's it. What you are experiencing as you breathe into your heart and activating that renewing emotion is ideally more calm. Would you like more of that throughout the day? Research has found that practicing this throughout the day has made a significant difference in creating a healthier immune system, as well as replenishing your energy system. Your energy system? What does all of this have to do with your energy and your immune system? Well, it's a scientific fact that we live in a world made up of electrical and magnetic fields. Guess which one organ in your body has the strongest electrical and magnetic field? Your heart. By strengthening the intelligence of your heart, you're able to enhance your own intelligent energy management. Research has shown that your heart is emitting energy at least 3 feet all around you. That energy. How about your brain? Research shows 1 inch. Your choice. What energy do you want to be experiencing and emitting? And how is that energy affecting your nervous system and your immune system? Well, if you think of yourself as an emotional battery, let's begin to explore what thoughts, emotions, and experiences are renewing that battery or adding to your energy, and which are depleting. I invite you to take a piece of paper or on your computer and make 3 columns. Now, if you don't have anything handy right now, no worries. You can do it in your head, but I really encourage you to do it later on paper. In the first column at the top, you just identify, write down situations. And then quickly in that column, identify a couple of situations where you're experiencing stress or you're depleting your energy. For myself, I'm looking at having too many projects I'm working on at the moment, plus all those emails, text messages, and calls I need to respond to. Oh, as well as dealing with the COVID-19, right? Perhaps yours is a project you've been putting off, or maybe it's a health issue or fear about the state of the world or a relationship. Just write whatever comes up for you in the moment. Now, in the second column at the top, you write corresponding feelings. And these are the feelings that typically drain your inner battery. For me, it's often overwhelm, frustration. And lately, I've been recognizing what a drain judgment is. Judgment of myself and judgment of others. Huge energy leaks and drains. Perhaps for you, it's feelings of anger, worry, helplessness. It's essential in understanding your energy system to identify not only the energy draining situations, but also the accompanying feelings. Write them down just quickly. What are those feelings? Now, on the top of the third column, write current solutions. What are your current solutions? For me, it's mind spinning. I just keep thinking about it, nothing's getting done, and it's procrastinating. What are yours? What are your current solutions to those energy draining situations? Just write them down quickly. Now, on a second sheet of paper, let's explore energy renewing situations or events. This time, you just have two columns. In the first column, identify situations or interactions that renew you or recharge your inner battery. For me, I'm writing down my morning sacred time, my gratitude hike, and connecting with family and friends. Designing and executing a project. Write whatever comes up for you. What situations or interactions renew and replenish your inner battery? Just write them down quickly. Now, in the second column, identify the corresponding feelings you experience in those energy renewing situations. For me, I feel a deep sense of appreciation and love, and as well as confidence and a sense of accomplishment. So what are your renewing or replenishing feelings that you experience, or maybe you're even experiencing them now as you think of them? Just jot those down. What is essential is to begin to identify throughout your day whether you are draining or you're renewing energy. You can see from this exercise that your emotions play a huge part in either draining or renewing your energy. And remember that energy you are sending out 3 feet all around you. So recognizing what you are sending out into the energy field around you also speaks to what energy you might be receiving from others around you, whether at home or work or through the news, right? We've all had the experience of walking into a room and feeling tremendous peace and love. You can feel as though your own energy field is being fed. But we've also had the experience of walking into a room and you could cut the negative energy with a knife. If not mindful, you can experience your own energy being drained just by being in the room. So the key with all of this is to pay attention. When you recognize that you are depleting or leaking energy, a quick method of stopping the leak is to first notice it, then choose to do the heart-focused breathing and the quick coherence technique to begin to bring in the experience of the renewing emotion. My heart's just smiling being with all of you today. This is a very renewing experience for me, and I hope for you as well. I'd like to finish our time together with another of HeartMath's heart energy renewal techniques. It's called the heart lock-in technique. And it's a powerful method for helping you shift your baseline to create beneficial and sustained changes. Activating and sustaining coherence trains your nervous system to a new normal. Your nervous system begins to recognize this more resilient and energy efficient state as the familiar one. So it becomes your new internal set point. In other words, this is what becomes automatic. In practical terms, it means that things that once triggered you, that you just don't let those get under your skin easily. You operate from a new set point. You may also find that you have more energy and that you flow through your day, handling whatever comes up with greater ease. And so let's practice this heart lock-in technique. I invite you once again to sit tall, bring your shoulders up to your ears and back, opening your heart chakra, and put a smile on your face. You know, just putting a smile on your face activates happiness centers within your brain. And then focus your attention in the area of your heart. Imagine that your breath is flowing in and out of your heart area, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. Now activate and sustain a regenerative feeling, such as appreciation or love, care or compassion. And as you breathe into your heart, radiate that appreciation and love to yourself, to all the cells in your body. And as you breathe out, radiate that appreciation and love to all the other women on our call. Breathing in, radiating that love and appreciation to every cell in your body. And then radiating out that love and appreciation to all the healthcare workers who are in the front lines risking so much. Breathing in deep appreciation and love, seeing it go from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And then breathing out. Ah, that deep love and appreciation to all the workers and volunteers throughout the world, from the food market people to the fire departments, the gas stations, the police. They're all showing up and doing it with grace. Let us shower them with love and appreciation. Let us breathe in that love and appreciation into our hearts and through our whole beings, and then radiating that out to every parent who is at home with kids, balancing their own working while homeschooling them. And thanks to all the resilient patient therapists, teachers who are figuring out how to be there, fully present, fully present. Breathing in that love and appreciation. Radiate that through your whole system. And now radiate that out to all beings throughout the world. All beings who are suffering because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Radiate love, care, and healing peace to all. Breathing in love and appreciation, radiating that through your being. And now as a radiant being of love and appreciation, radiate that out to all of the world, to Mother Earth, to Gaia. Ah, Gaia, please know how much we love and appreciate you. As you can experience, this is a powerful way of feeding your own energy field, your own energy system, and then consciously radiating that out to all around you This is how you can make a difference. This is how you can influence your own immune and energy system, but radiate that out to the immune and energy systems of all beings. We are powerful women indeed. And so in closing, I invite you to pay attention throughout your day. Where are you leaking or draining energy, and where are you replenishing energy? I invite you to use these heart math techniques of heart-focused breathing, quick coherence, and heart lock-in to continually tap into the intelligence of your heart and manage your own energy system. By creating more peace and flow in your own life, you are indeed making a difference in the world by radiating that out to all. And so in closing, I invite you to take a breath. And as you think about all that we have covered in our call today about awakening the intelligence of your heart, of the power we have in building our immune systems and managing our energy systems and listening to our powerful inspiration from Esther Corbett, I invite you to ask yourself, what is one thing I learned or relearned? One thing I realized, or perhaps I want to try to do? Take this pause to write it down. For as our dear Janet Beatty has reminded us, writing it down crystallizes the scattered thoughts in our mind. If you would like, also write how you would like to take that into your week. Now, you might find throughout the week that a plan evolves out of this pause of reflecting on what you're taking away from our time together. And if you do, it could be a plan that evolves as an invitation from your own heart. And so from my heart to yours, I thank you so much for joining us and taking the time to gather today as Joy in Women. And I bow to each of you. Namaste. The spirit in me recognizes the spirit in you. We truly are all one. And I invite you to go forth through this coming week with a sense of calm, peace, and true joy. Thank you.